Shalom and welcome to Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth. I am your host, Elder Lydia, and the topic for today is defensive mindsets for testing and warfare. Defensive mindsets for testing and warfare. I'd like to give you a definition before we proceed. The term defensive mindset here refers to devotion to resisting, preventing, and protecting. To resist means to withstand or oppose. This is not a passive activity. It is active engagement. To prevent means to stop or lessen the effects of. And to protect means to safeguard. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you all the thanks, the praise, the honor, and the glory. Lord, we recognize you as the only true and living God, the creator of all things, and we honor you even as we go forward on this podcast. Father, we're asking that you bless the podcast itself. We're asking that you bless the subject matter and every person under the sound of my voice. Father, we cover them against every attack of the adversary, even now because of this information they're about to receive. Oh God, we come against the retaliation and the backlash and the counter attacks. Even before they come, we proactively, oh God, position ourselves in a stance to come against the enemy that would like to thwart our purpose. But Father, we shall prevail because your spirit in us, it shall prevail. And we give you all of the glory, the honor, and the praise in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Our topic again for today is defensive mindsets for testing and warfare. I've given you definitions for resist, prevent, and to protect. Let's proceed. Seasons of testing and warfare require preparation. As I was preparing for this podcast, I was reminded of all the warnings of the end times and all the trouble ahead for the followers of Yeshua that is written in Scripture. Warnings are advance notice of impending or possible danger if conditions are not altered dramatically. This information will either let us know to prepare to brace for impact or tell us how to avoid or lessen the impact. But in its totality, warning is given so we are not blindsided. So let's get ready. Proverbs 17:3 says, "He tests our hearts." Psalm 66:10, "He will try us as silver is tried." I took a closer look at trying of silver. The process of refining requires it to be melted into a liquid through intense heat. And once that it's liquefied, the impurities float to the top and are removed so that the silver is then manipulated into the desired shape during the cooling process. Catch that in the spirit. 1 Peter 4 tells us we should not be surprised when fiery trials come to test us. Now, in order not to be blindsided, in order not to be blindsided or be sent into a state of panic when circumstances go awry, it requires us being in a state of readiness or advanced preparation. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my brothers, what I learned from them. I always thought that the military had this well-kept secret and getting soldiers prepared for the rigors of war, only to find out that the secret was repetition and identity. Repetition and identity. Remember those words. Repetitively training with their weapons and equipment, learning the way of that the enemy operates and the terrain of the battlefield, learning strengths and weaknesses of their fellow soldiers who fight beside them. They repeat over and over scenarios so that when in battle, they automatically respond to the training and perform their duties courageously, even in the presence of clear and present danger. Repetition. Repetition is defined as the action of repeating something that has already been said, written, or performed. Listen, they also strip them of their former identities. You are no longer who you thought you were. They break them of thinking as individuals to become part of a team with individualized skills that work the mission and change even their self-reliance to reliance on the voice of the leader. You belong to the army now. Now, let's bring this back to us. You belong to the kingdom of Yahuwah now. You have to be stripped of all identifiers that don't speak to who he is and the mandates of his mission. You were bought with a price, and no longer are you your own. You are part of the body of a body of believers that think with the mind of Christ, the leader in whom we identify. Repetition and identity. We might call that repetition consistency and preparation. I'm sure we've heard that. Many of us have. Before I give preparatory steps, I'd like to cover some basics of what happens in distressful events in our bodies. Our autonomic nervous system automatically goes into fight, flight, freeze response, and our systems are flooded with hormones like epinephrine or adrenaline is more commonly said. So we can run or fight or even sometimes freeze. Most of the systems are put, you know, most of the systems are regulating our extremities. So we have this rush of these hormones that are going to our extremities to make them ready. But the brain itself is then operating at minimum because we are in a natural state of readiness to either fight, flight, fly, or to flee. And our minds are receiving the least amount of thought signals at any time during that process. It's important that we are mentally prepared in advance. I heard Apostle mention on a live that this is not the season for emergency fasting. Emergencies require preparedness or mind readiness. The five virgins were ill-prepared to meet the bridegroom and were left behind while attempting to get emergency supply. In the middle of a skirmish is not the time to go and buy bullets. We need to have them in advance. We have to be ready for his coming and the warfare that precedes it. Readiness requires being proactive rather than reactive. Not to say we won't be reactive at all, but if we are prepared to be proactive, we can minimize reactive responses, or at least we can recover from them a lot faster. Strong defensive mindset. Guard your heart with all diligence. Proverbs 4:23. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Ephesians 6:10. The Sefer says, be strong in Yahuwah. How can we guard our hearts and be strong unless we have flexed or strengthened those muscles in advance? I want to remind you here about an important aspect of exercise physiology. When muscles are exercised, it causes micro tears because it is literally stretching out of its resting state. That's why it feels like we were hit by a bus the next day. In order to maintain that stretch, it requires working through the pain to maintain the stretch as the muscle generates new tissue in its new form. It hurts a lot, but we have to continue to go through this so that the muscle gains strength and in some cases girth to do weightier things. It requires repetition. Now think about all this in terms of muscle memory. The ability to produce a particular movement without conscious thought, i.e. repetition. The same is true here regarding defensive mindset. We are creating spiritual muscle memory. Spiritually, solidifying our relationship is key. That and following some of these steps that I'm about to give you are part of the defensive strategy, including worship. And this is where we remove all distractions in order to give glory to Him, to Yahuwah, for all that He is. This is where we create an atmosphere to hear His voice and make our petitions known. Worship like your life depends on it. That's the strategy. Prayer. We continue in worship and add to it our petitions. And because of the worship, we are able to interact in communication with Yahuwah. This communication is that part of that reciprocal relationship with Him. Pray like your life and the lives of all those you influence depends on it. That's part of the strategy. Bible reading, devotions, meditation. We have to set aside time to study, to truly study and digest the written word, not only the written, but the rhema word that Yahuwah has given us in our time of prayer and supplication, in our time of worship in His presence, so that when that trouble comes, we'll have a word of wisdom, amen, that will guide us through the turbulence. His word has to be hidden in our hearts for retrieval. I believe it was David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." That is the strategy. Clothe ourselves in humility. We have to wear humility as a garment because pride is always on the prowl and makes us further vulnerable to attack. Humility is protective. Pride pursues us because it wants to be how we are identified so it can overthrow Yah's intent in us. But humility thwarts the purpose of pride. So clothe yourself in humility. That is a part of the strategy. Cultivate a quiet mind. Learn to quiet your mind of extraneous noise. Cast down thoughts and arguments contrary to the voice of Yahuwah, the word of Yah, the instruction of Yah with violence, and just listen for His voice. Perhaps soft music and an audible scripture in the background might be helpful. Fill your environment with things that are peaceful to quiet you. Keep a journal. Write down the words given in prayer and prophecies given by His authentic servants, instructions for your mandate, and what Yahuwah says about you are important things to remember when everything around you is chaotic. What does He say about me? Ask Him before the trouble, "Who am I to you, Yahuwah? Who am I to you?" These entries serve as encouragement during warfare. Also lift some scripture to serve as positive affirmation. Read and repeat so those words are second nature. Hide the word in your heart before the battle. This is also the place to deal with thoughts. Write out what you're thinking about and examine every thought that it be of God. Cast down violently those thoughts that oppose your purpose and cultivate the ones that bring you into your purpose, even if it's something you didn't choose. Go through stages of brain detox. Amen. You'll be able to find that online if you don't know what I'm referring to under Dr. Caroline Leaf. Keep moving. Whatever He has called you to do, do it. And don't stop until the instructions change. The best distraction from trouble is obedience. Stay out of your head and concentrate on the instructions that came from Him. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Yahusha. Keep moving includes exercise. Do something. Keep moving your body as well. Exercise causes an increase in brain-boosting chemicals like serotonin, which is a mood booster, norepinephrine, which boosts memory retrieval. It helps retrieve stored information. Dopamine is a motivation chemical. It will help us stay motivated to stick with it to the end. Endorphins help calm fear and anxiety, and BDNF BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. It's a protein produced in nerve cells that is a type of growth hormone. It's responsible for neuroplasticity, the replication of new brain cells. It's the reason that we're able to renew our minds, because brain cells will regenerate. We can change our minds because of that. It also causes repair of damage that has taken place, and it protects from injury. The bottom line here is that exercise improves cognitive function so you can think clearly. It elevates your mood and assists in the brain's neuroplasticity so you can be adaptable and resilient. Remember that word neuroplasticity is going to come up again, and I'll give you more detail. Be consistent in worship, prayer, and fasting. In this podcast, get and remain in a lifestyle of consecration as you're going through these strategies, as we're gaining these strategies in this podcast. Be consistent in these things. This will keep our spiritual muscles toned and our ears to the mouth of Yah. If we want to be sensitive to the Spirit, it starts here in worship, on our knees, and removing unnecessary things to consecrate our lives so we are fine-tuned and toned in the Spirit. This consistency will ensure we know our weapons and understand which weapon for what battle. This is where we prepare for more stretching. And as the battle wages, we realize our resilience because of the preparation or the consistency. Challenge yourself. This is another strategy. In the middle of the test or war, may not be the best time to pick up a hobby for the most part, but for some, it can be the perfect distraction. Having a hobby or learning a new skill could be the very thing to keep your mind attuned to what Yah is doing and less in tune with the antics of the adversary. What challenges you? I love to cook, and for me, the challenge is to take a dish that I don't do well and master it. Or making intricate loaves of bread from scratch. Anything that takes concentration. Anything that points to something else. Anything that points to a recentering. It recenters us so we can pass the test and go through the warfare. That's one of the strategies. Never isolate unless Yahuwah has instructed. Isolation can work for you if it's part of the mandate, but always let a trusted leader or intercessor, mostly your leader, know you are isolating. Isolating is challenging because you will have to contend with the voices in your head, and without prior preparation, it can overthrow progress, although it may be part of your process. Accept your emotions. This is how I feel right now. Examine those feelings. Think about what you're thinking about. Journal them and work through them to resolve them. Be careful allowing emotions to lead, because emotions sometimes can perceive a threat that isn't there, that wasn't real. Emotions can sometimes evoke feelings of threat that wasn't actually a threat. Also, be careful making decisions in emotional states. Remember, mild anxiety heightens your senses and puts you at an alert, whereas moderate to severe anxiety can be detrimental, decreasing cognitive function or your ability to think soundly. Think on those things that are lovely, on those things that are good. Report. Scripture tells us how to think. Dissect each of those elements. Think about some of the things that naturally occur during distress and make a plan for them. These are some of those things that occur. Irritability. You don't want people to walk on eggshells around you. So be honest. I'm not feeling myself today. Insomnia. Maybe rather than counting sheep, you count your blessings. Remember all the times Yeshua brought you through, and this time is no different. Anger. Feel the emotion and don't sin. Vent to Yah and someone trusted. Then find a constructive outlet. Emotional numbness. There are some circumstances that take the wind out of us, and we shut down, withdraw, and disassociate with people and things. Get help. Cry loud. Communication. How will you communicate and to whom? Distrust, cynicism, losses. How will you combat these? Make plans in advance. Depression. What will you do when you feel your spirit descending into a depressed state? Self-awareness and self-care. How will you care for yourself so you can be your best even in the worst of times? There is a military term I want to bring out here. The word is preempt. It means to acquire or appropriate appropriate in advance. We often hear it in the form of the adjective preemptive, which is defined as serving or intended to preempt or forestall something, especially to prevent attack by disabling the enemy. Our preparation can disable the impact of an enemy attack so that the force of it ends up refining us rather than destroying us. Another term I found interesting is preemptive alliances, an undertaking or intended. And this I found online. I'm not even sure of the source, but I found it online. It seemed like it was just in an isolated spot, but I wanted to give this to you anyway. So I am letting you know ahead of time, this is not my quote, but I'm citing someone who put this online. And so it's called preemptive alliances, and it's an undertaking or intended to deter or prevent an anticipated, usually unpleasant situation or occurrence. In times of war, we bear one another's burden, especially in prayer. We may not be allowed by Yahuwah to do anything except lift each other in prayer. But that lift can be the difference between life and death, pressing forward and caving under the weight of the trial or the warfare. We should always remember that Yah has not forgotten or forsaken us. It's just a test or an exercise for our next and the next great move of Yahuwah himself. Sometimes what we're going through, amen, it's all about the next great move of Yahuwah. And maybe I should not say sometimes in this instance, because when he is using his servants that belong solely to him, it's always about his next move. So prepare now. Build spiritual muscle memory. Our muscle memory will take us where our eyes can't navigate. Our muscle memory will take us where our eyes can't navigate naturally. We can't see it with our eyes. Our natural eyes don't see it. We can barely see past the moment that we're in. We can see our surroundings, but we don't know everything that is taking place in the natural. So our muscle memory will take us where our eyes can't navigate. And this is spiritually we're talking about. We can walk blindly by faith with the assurance that Yahuwah is guiding us through, and all is well because we didn't wait for the battle to move our spiritual muscles and connect intimately with him. We made advanced preparation before the battle started, before we had to engage the enemy, before we were in a situation that we consider to be chaotic. Amen. This is defensive mindsets for testing and for warfare. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. I hope that you were able to gain some information and some insight and even some revelation from Yahuwah as we went through, amen, these steps for defensive mindsets for testing and warfare. My name again is Elder Lydia. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth. And you can contact me at AmazingGraceExtraordinaryTruth@gmail.com. If you have any questions, any comments, I will respond to appropriate, of course, comments. I mean, there are always going to be times when people reach out wanting information, more insight of things that they have heard. But what my hope is that every time you listen to a podcast, every time you listen to a preacher, even your own pastor, is that you will take it before Yahuwah and you will begin to express these things to him, because he wants us to come to him with everything first. And of course, we'll come to others, will come to the teacher and to the leaders, amen, of who has given this information. And that's okay. But don't forget to go to him, because he is the one that is giving us a revelation in this hour. And scripture does tell us that we are working at our own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. We won't always be in a position to go to someone else. That's why this advanced preparation is so important. That's why the defensive mindset is so important. We have to ready our minds proactively before the battle begins. We have to ready our minds before these things take place, before we're overwhelmed, before these things set us back, so that when the battle does come, yes, it's going to set us back in a manner of speaking, because the impact of a lot of these things that we see and that happen to us in life is difficult, and it is hard, and it might push us back onto one foot. But with that other foot, we will shift our way back, because we have muscle memory, and all these things that we're preparing, this preparation that we're making, will come back to our remembrance. Remember what David said: "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." Another scripture in Timothy, it lets us know to study to show ourselves approved unto Yah, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. Our preparation is not just the written word. It's not just, amen, the rhema word of Yahuwah. And remember, that rhema word is his living voice. It's what he's speaking in the moment. But we are preparing with everything that he has given us. He's given us his word. He's given us psychology, and psychology came from him. He is the master psychologist. He is the master strategist. These strategies come from him. And as we utilize these strategies, as we make this, as we cause the work these muscles, as we strengthen our muscles and call forth muscle memory, when we get in the middle of the war, when the war is waging and is at its hottest, we'll be able to recall the things that we'll learn, and we'll be just like, amen, our military, going forth in repetition and identity. We will identify with the one who leads us, Yahuwah. He will lead us through the battle, in the battle. He'll give us wisdom and knowledge in the battle. He'll use that recall, that muscle memory, that repetition, amen, that we went through before the battle. It will recall in the midst of the battle, and we'll do those things that he told us to do in the midst of warfare, because we've exercised those muscles. Amen. This is defensive mindsets for testing and warfare. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint each and every one of you. Until next time, shalom.